The Mediation Support Unit really is an attempt by the Department of Political Affairs to have an in-house expertise to help the Secretary-General's good offices and our envoys and our special political missions, our resident coordinators, our peacekeeping operations, when they are seeking to facilitate dialogue or mediate a political process.
What sort of situations are the mediators dealing with?
We have a standby team of mediation experts and we have staff, and they're often deployed at very short notice into complex situations, often where a UN team might be grappling with how to bring about a mediated process, or where they already are in the middle of a process and they've reached a roadblock and they need some creative thinking to help get it unstuck. So very often these are fast-moving, ambiguous situations. These are situations where international attention is trying to ripen a conflict for mediation, to try to encourage parties to either step back from the brink of conflict over a disputed election or over civil tensions, or you're trying to help parties who are in a prolonged, protracted conflict to then start walking the road back out to a political agreement. And by the way, we know that most conflicts today will ultimately end with a political agreement. And so what it means is that we've got to focus on preventing them before they start, and we've got to focus on having the best people able to mediate them if they have started, to try to bring them to a political solution early, because that's where it will end up one day.
So right now, where do you have mediators?
The Secretary-General, of course, has mediators all over the place. You've got Stephane de Mistura in Syria, you've got Mr. Cobbler on Libya, you have envoys on Yemen, you've got people working on Burundi, etc. Our shop has mediation support, so we're coming in behind these people with good ideas. So pretty much every conflict that's in the news right now, we are in one way or another supporting those envoys with ideas and experts.
It sounds like a high-pressure job in possibly difficult and dangerous circumstances.
It can be. I mean, it's very high-pressure in this sense that our standby experts are on call 24/7. They have to deploy on 72 hours' notice, very often, sometimes shorter. We deployed someone recently on 6 hours' notice. They are going into situations of complexity and ambiguity. So they need to be able to suspend judgment, to listen empathetically to parties, to assess situations artfully, and to then help teams to work out a way through a difficult problem.
And how do they deal with a group of people who presumably have very polarized opinions and often with so much at stake?
A lot of mediation is really about the narratives of the parties. It's about the story that they have. And a lot of mediation is really about how is it possible to weave their competing stories into a common story, ultimately. The first thing that a good mediator will do is suspend judgment, listen actively, listen empathetically, and start to try to piece together any common bits of narrative that can then slowly build common ground that can then be broadened. Very often, you're dealing with parties also who don't themselves have much experience in negotiation or mediation. And so in the midst of conflict, you also have to be talking to them about how to negotiate, how to mediate. And you've also got to be talking to the other side, often the government, to explain why it might be useful for the UN to help the other party to have the capacity to negotiate. So all of these are difficult dilemmas, but they ultimately rest on confidence, on impartiality, on consent, on trust, on relationships.
What sort of person do you need to be to do this job?
Flexible, creative. A mediator is someone who helps expand the imagination of the parties. People who are locked in conflict often tend to have a very fixed view of how to get out of it. Their days and nights and their lives are dominated by the conflict that they are in. And so often a good mediator is someone who not only has deep knowledge and empathetic understanding of the situation they are in that particular country, but can also bring a comparative perspective to the situation, and who can tell other stories to these people of ways in which they came out of the darkness and into the light.
Are you making a difference?
We've made a lot of interventions in a lot of the peace processes that you're reading about today. If you look at Stephane de Mistura's unbelievably difficult efforts on Syria, that process obviously is fraught with difficulty. It has national, regional, international dimensions, and a lot of effort by the UN to herd cats and bring people onto the same page. I think it's clearly in the last few months we have seen some movement on that process. We are now seeing an effort to bring about a nationwide, or at least a ceasefire, efforts on humanitarian access. If you look at Mali or South Sudan, we've had very difficult political processes there, but they have, let's say, moved forward a little bit. None of these things are perfect, and today herding cats seems harder because there seem to be more cats and more herders. But there is no alternative but to continue the engagement and skillful engagement. That's what we're trying to do.
Sounds as though you're working very much behind the scenes and not courting publicity at all for your hard work.
We are sometimes a bit like the yeast in the bread that helps it rise, but there's lots and lots of other elements that are going on. Mediation is something that the United Nations has been doing since Ralph Bunche, since the 1940s. It's not new. And we have a wide range of very senior and experienced people throughout the system who are helping parties to engage in dialogue and political discussions. And if we can come in behind the scenes and help those people to do those jobs better, then we've done a good day's work.